This song I've only, let's see, I think I've done it twice. Once a little gathering at my house, and another time we were all just, we were just hanging out, I think. Wasn't too many of us. It's Jennifer's new favorite song. You did get the chords and stuff, right? Okay. This is actually a revamped old song. The title is Across the Universe. And it's really, to me, the way that I've sort of changed the words is really just taken with the universe of the Lord, the magnitude of the Lord, and that he made the universe, and it's still too small to hold him, it says. And that within that universe, we are there because we're part of the new creation. And the new creation doesn't change. Am I right or wrong? You're right. Am I going strong? Sorry. It's my army days there. And the new creation doesn't change. At least it doesn't change for the worse. And that we, so many times we get under this earth, and we don't even call it under the earth. We don't even call it caught up in the world or caught up in our flesh. We don't call it that. We call it where we're at. We call it Christianity. I mean, we do, and it's just wrong. I mean, and I don't mean wrong like condemnation wrong. It's just not that. It's not right. Let's just say when we do it, we're not right in our heads. I was talking to somebody and said something about something, and they said, well, you know, are you speaking from your head or from your heart? And I said, well, right now I'm speaking from my head, which is Jesus. You know, they were going to, you know, is this a mental thing you're trying to give me? Anyway, I thought I'd read the words. The word is flowing out like endless rain into an open field, enlighten while they pass along a way across the universe, meaning the fullness of Christ. Spirit words and waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. The chorus is like the new creation. Nothing's going to change my world. Second verse is images of the Lamb which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside my open heart, revealing and concealing him in ways across the universe. Last verse is eternal oneness beckons me to find in him stability, inciting and inviting me. Limitless undying love, which shines around me like a million suns and calls me on and on across his universe. And then like a new creation. I haven't sang in 2 months, so this is going to be horrible, but may you hear the words and the heart and the spirit of it. The words are flowing out like endless rain into an open field, enlightened while they pass along a way across the universe. Spirit words and waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. You can join in the chorus if you'd like to. Very simple, like the new creation. Nothing's going to change my world. Like the new creation, nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change. They call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside my open heart, revealing and concealing him in ways across the inciting and inviting me. Limitless, undying love which shines around me like a million suns and calls me on and on across the universe. A little bit of story behind this. I'm only going to do this one song, but a little bit of a story. When I first got saved it was 1970, but it was the 60s were everywhere, still a huge part. And at that time in the churches, there was no contemporary Christian music. There was only hymns and choruses. That's all that there was that people did, hymns and choruses. And, you know, frankly, I was used to some good music. And So what ended up happening is that as I listened, because I know this sounds bad, but I just couldn't listen to that stuff, you know. I would listen to my music, and the Lord would speak to me, and this was one of the songs that he spoke to me. He spoke to me, and it was like compared to, you know, holy, holy, holy. I mean, this was like the whole heavens opened, and there was so much. And the line that constantly held me when I would go through things was like the new creation, but that's what I sang in my mind all the way back then. And here's the funny thing. By the way, this is an old Beatles song, for those of you who don't know. Here's the funny thing is that the words in the song, like a new creation, are not any words at all. They're just, you know, maybe there's some sort of Maharishi words, I don't know. But they're not words that we know. But every time I heard this song, my ears would hear, like the new creation. This is before new creation, by the way. This new creation fellowship. And that was what I heard, and I heard. And there were probably about 20 songs that the Lord gave me, and I put on a mixtape. I listened to over and over, and I would just soar with the Lord. And you can see, I mean, even a bunch of the songs we sing, you know, I mean, obviously I changed some of the words, but I didn't change them. I mean, they changed within me. Even some of the songs we sing, this is incredible. This burst out of the local church. You know what I mean? Did some of you feel that? I mean, I love this. I love it. This is such a part of me, this song. And so anyway, just wanted you to know that and, oh, it could be more than 20 songs, but sustained me until, what's his name came along? Who remembers? Larry Norman. Why should the devil have all the good music? Well, I think that was his first song. Yeah, and we all jumped on it and said, yeah, because the Jesus movement was taking place. I mean, God was sweeping hippies into the kingdom of God like crazy. And so we're going, yeah. And the songs that he sang were so right on. They were nothing like what you'd hear in the church. And they spoke to our hearts and they moved us. And it still moves me. It still moves me. And so anyway, I just wanted to share that with y'all, and maybe we can get somebody with a good voice to sing it sometime, because it'd be nice to just sit and listen to it again. Jim?